It appears that Dr. Kutra had gone one day to Taravao in order to see an old chiefess who was ill, and he gave a vivid picture of the obese old lady lying in a huge bed, smoking cigarettes and surrounded by a crowd of dark-skinned retainers. When he'd seen her, he was taken into another room and given dinner. Raw fish, fried bananas and chicken, que sais-je, the typical dinner of the indigène. And while he was eating it, he saw a young girl being driven away from the door in tears. He thought nothing of it, but when he went out to get into his trap and drive home, he saw her again, standing a little way off. She looked at him with a woe-begone air, and tears streamed down her cheeks. He asked someone what was wrong with her, and was told that she'd come down from the hills to ask him to visit a white man who was sick. They had told her that the doctor could not be disturbed. He called her, and himself asked what she wanted. She told him that Arta had sent her, she who used to be at the Hôtel de la Fleur, and that the Red One was ill. She thrust into his hand a crumpled piece of newspaper, and when he opened it, he found in it a 100-franc note.
"Who is the Red One?" he asked of one of the bystanders. He was told that that was what they called the Englishman, a painter who lived with Arta up in the valley 7 kilometres from where they were. He recognized Strickland by the description. But it was necessary to walk. It was impossible for him to go. That was why they'd sent the girl away.